You're listening to Writing Snippets, the podcast about writing. Your hosts for today are...
Lauren.
Nicole.
Jocelyn.
Ava.
Lillian.
Alice.
Episode 20, and it's hosted by Jocelyn.
I remember way back in high school, I would write an essay or a story and let it sit for half an hour and go back to it and fix any spelling or grammar errors and turn it in. And I was an A student. Then in college, I learned that I might sometimes have to reword a sentence or rearrange a paragraph in order to score that A. So when I first started writing fiction for publication, my brain was still stuck in La La Land, where I imagined that I could successfully sell my first drafts after only minor edits. Well, we all have to grow up someday. I've submitted a few short stories for publication that were just my first or second draft, and they were promptly rejected. And rereading them several months later, I couldn't blame the publishers one bit. They just weren't good enough, and now I know that my writing never will be good enough unless I spend a significant amount of time and effort on rewrites and revisions. So today, the Writing Snippets crew is going to talk about our experiences with revision and hopefully pass on a little wisdom that will help you with your own revision process. First, let's just go around the room and talk about our individual revision styles, things to think about. Do you guys revise as you go, or do you like to finish a whole first draft before you go back and revise? And are there any specific steps that you like to follow, or do you wing it? So let's all start sharing. Want to start with you, Lauren?
Sure. I pretty much wing it. I tend to just write straight through, and then I'll start editing when I get done, or if I go back, if I start listening to it, I'll find things that need to be changed.
But you try to get most of the manuscript done before you start revising?
I don't think I think about it. Uh-huh. Just I wing it. Whichever way it happens, it happens.
Yeah, it just comes naturally, whichever way. How about you, Nicole?
I tend to revise as I go, and I don't get very far before I start to revise. I'm a very slow writer, and I do most of my revision before my story's even done. So by the time I write that final chapter, the rest of it's almost ready to go.
That's why her first drafts are so good.
they're not really my first drafts.
Yeah.
Yeah, so usually I'll write a few chapters, and then the next time I sit down to write, I will read what I wrote last time to kind of get myself back in the story, and that's why I start to edit as I go, is because I can't move further until I fix that word or that sentence, and that's just how I do it. It's kind of dysfunctional, but it works for me, and so I just can't break out of it.
Well, Jocelyn speaking again, I guess I was never able to finish a whole draft until I stopped revising as I went, because that was always holding me back. I got so perfectionistic about the first few chapters that I would just rewrite them and rewrite them and rewrite them and rewrite them, and I finally just sort of had to slap my own hand and say, stop, and write the whole thing. And now that I've written the whole thing, I feel much more successful in my revising. So that has worked out much better for me than revising as I go. I'll, you know, sometimes fix up grammar and stuff as I go, because that will irk me if I see it.
But irk.
I won't. But I won't just revise everything as I go. I usually, I've been more successful finishing the whole thing and then going back. How about you, Ava?
I am like Nicole. I start on what I wrote last, a few paragraphs or pages back, and I just kind of start reading through. And I'm a really slow typist, and it takes me a long time to write too. I go back and I fix my spelling, and I go back and I fix grammar and punctuation, and it's a really slow process. But I have a really hard time thinking of what I'm going to put down on the page next when I see that little red underline over some word that's up above on the page. That drives me nuts. So I have to keep going back and revising, and I can you know, fix spelling, grammatical, and punctuation errors that way, and then I can get into the story, and I still have to backspace quite often because I'm such a bad typist. So
how about you, Lily?
I wait till the night before the deadline, and I hurry and do as much as I can. If I don't have a deadline, I usually wait 3 books. I collect all my critiques for that book in a folder, and then 3 books later, I'll pick it up and get frustrated and put it back down again.
Ta-da!
That's not revising, that's stalling.
Yes, but I have a lot more books done.
Yeah. So you just write the whole thing without revising.
I write the whole thing without revising at all.
Otherwise, I will never finish. And if I turn on my editor head, my creative head just kind of runs away and hides for cover.
Mm-hmm.
And never comes out again. So when I switch over to the creative side, I just like to stay there because that's where I'm happy.
I do a lot of proof reading. And I don't really call that revising because it's mostly fixing dyslexic words that have gone red when spell check yells at me. And the word I hate the most is form because it's a real word and I'm trying to spell from. So most of my froms come out forms. And I try to look for all my forms and clean them up. And, you know, the story and characterization and things, I'll tweak it, but I don't really revise it. But, so I do proofread, make sure it's clean that way. And my grammar is improving. I don't know why or how, but it is. So I just pray it's right.
Okay, Alice, how about you?
I've tried it both ways. So with my first novel, I kept revising as I went, and I kept redoing the first few chapters over and over again and having people read it before I'd even finished the first draft. And so I had a really hard time moving beyond that and finishing the book. I finally did finish it, but I've never gone back to revise it after that. Someday I will. But then with my next novel, or maybe it was like my third novel, I finally wrote a little outline, and then I forced myself to write the whole thing, and it was really bad. Just really, you know, a lot of holes and stuff, but mm-hmm. I got through the whole thing, and I think that's probably how I would do my next one. But I do a little bit of what Nicole and Ava do, where now, you know, I'll write a chapter, and then the next day I'll reread that chapter and make any fixes that I need to, and then I'll go on to my next chapter. But mm-hmm. I'll only read through it once and then move forward.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Do any of you have any little tips or tricks that you like to use while you're editing or revising? I'll get us started off. Like, I like to do cut and paste all the time. And sometimes the stuff gets cut and stays cut, but I will save it in a separate document so that it's not lost in case I need to recycle later. And I like to save each new draft as a different file so that I have the old drafts and I can go back. And if I remember writing something that I really liked, I can sort through and find it and bring it up to the new one. And I like to rearrange. I'm a big rearranger, so I don't believe that the storyline has to be fixed in a certain order. So sometimes I'll find something, you know, in maybe chapter 10 that would have worked better in chapter 5. So I'll just cut it out, paste it in chapter 5, and smooth out the seams and make sure it works. How about anybody else have tricks that they like to use?
It's funny when you said that, because that's exactly what my first tip was going to be, is I think you're not as afraid to cut things if you save them in like an extras mm-hmm. folder as opposed to just deleting them. There's something yes. really hard about deleting your own writing. Mm-hmm. And so if you can just move it to an extra folder, then you know that you're not deleting that information forever and you're not as afraid to cut it if it needs to be cut. And one thing I've done recently, Dave Farland, or Dave Overton.
He goes by both.
Dave, my personal friend. he recommended at one of his, at the LTUE conference, that he prints out his manuscripts and critiques them that way. And I've started to do that because I would always work on the computer, and then it's almost like you just can't see past the screen anymore. And so I've started to print mine out and then critique on a hard copy. And for some reason, I can flip through easier and I can see where scenes need to be rearranged or whatever. And that's helped me recently, yeah. too.
Something I haven't tried yet, but other tips I've heard is sometimes just try switching it to a different font, because sometimes that'll just shake it up enough visually that you'll see things you didn't see before.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else have any suggestions?
I've never rearranged a scene. That's weird.
So do you write in the order that things happen, or do you write in scenes?
I'm a discovery writer, so I write as it comes, and it all works, and it works better than nice. I could have arranged
Lucky.
It myself.
Lucky
I think
you.
I will go, sometimes I'll wake up in the middle of the night, or I'll be doing dishes or something random, and I'll have this, wait a minute, I forgot to put this in. And I'll go back and put it in, but it's something little.
Mm-hmm.
It's never a big scene redo.
I don't know how helpful this will be to everyone in the audience, but something that really taught me how to be willing to rearrange and even cut and chop and really do serious rewriting is from writing fan fiction as a hobby. Because I will take, usually when I was writing fan fiction, I would take background characters and side characters that didn't have a whole lot of information about them, because I could give them any personality, any backstory, any adventure that I wanted to. And I would take the same character and write 5 different versions of their personality in 5 different stories. 5 different versions of their backstory, 5 different versions of the adventures they went on, and I got used to flexibility. I wasn't fixed on one idea of what a story should be. So now when I'm writing, I feel that way about my own writing. I am not attached to what happens. I am not attached to the first backstory I think of. I'm willing to just chop and change as it needs to be chopped and changed. And so, you know, it was just a hobby, but I learned that from it. I learned that I can chop, 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 change, 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 and the story might be better for it in the end.
Yeah, but that wastes so much time.
It takes a lot of time.
No,
but
it wastes time. If you can plot out in your head before you get it down, you don't have to do as much cutting and pasting.
But sometimes if you plot it before in your head, it still doesn't work once you get it on paper.
I thought you were a discovery writer.
I've got it all plotted out in my head, but I have to write it down or there are key elements of the plot that I forget. So I have to write it down. And then as I go, I fill in little bits and pieces that come to me. And so in a way, I am a discovery writer also, but I have to write those things down. And then after a while, the whole story is spelled out.
I can't hold it in my head. I mean, I have an idea of what my stories are.
Yeah.
But I tend to over-revise where I'm chopping things I shouldn't be chopping. And before, I used to just cut them out, but then I started having an extras file where I would put them, and I almost always end up using them again. I'm like, oh, where was that scene? It would work much better here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I might have cut it out from one place, or I might say, this doesn't work here, but I know I want to use this, and then when I get to the point where I want to use it, I'll pull it back in.
And like in my book, I'm not just rampantly chopping everything I thought of, but there's some pieces where I realized it's not working in this book, but this has the potential for a sequel, so I'll pull out this whole plot line, and I've excised whole plot lines, even big ones, and just said, okay, I'm going to save this, it would work well as a sequel, hopefully I can write a sequel someday and make it work.
See, and I think the more novels you write straight through, you don't, it just kind of weaves itself together in your head before you even sit down at the computer. So when I sit down, I've got it in my head, and I'm just kind of discovering it as I do my life. So when I'm at the keyboard, it just flows out, and I don't have to really restructure it. I don't have to really cut and paste. I don't really have to kick anything out until the whole thing's done, and then I can take a look at it and decide. But I really don't cut much.
Do you think about it, like purposely think about it and try to figure it out? Or
if I get to a point where I don't know where to go next, I'll let it flow. Like,
just
I'll be doing
writing.
I don't even have to keep writing. I'll get to a point where I feel like, okay, what I had in my head is out, and I'm just going to let it sit. And then I'll do whatever else I need to do that day. And then the rest will just kind of filter in. And I've never really had a problem with being stuck for too long, except for when I was a novice.
Novice.
with my first book. And that's when I really would get stuck, and it would sit for months and months and months. I didn't know what to do with it. But the more and more I practice this kind of discovery writing, the easier it gets.
So it sounds like you're brainstorming in your head.
I'm brainstorming in my head all the time.
Yeah.
And it doesn't always have to be something consciously choosing to do.
Right, that's what I mean. Are you consciously doing it, or is it just kind of?
It's always there in my head, and just something I'll see or do will spark, okay, this makes sense. I can totally put this here, and then I can't wait to sit down when all my kids are asleep and write.
So I guess this is just proof yet again that every writer is a complete individual, and you just have to find what works for you and what works for one person. And that's why we like to share a variety of opinions here, because there might be something that one of us says that really resonates with the listener, and then another member of the Writing Snippets crew will make more sense to another listener.
You know what? It helped me to do NaNoWriMo the year I did it because it showed me that I could push through a story really fast and get it all out. And it was really hard sometimes because I wasn't used to doing that. I was used to stopping and slowing down. And I just, and even when I got stuck, I don't know what to write next, I would just write. And I would just skip it or I would just keep going. And I found that I could do it. And then the most interesting things came up that I had never even thought of because I was just discovering, mm-hmm. you know,
all these things. I tried NaNoWriMo last year. I couldn't even get a page down. I was, like, disabled.
Because you're used to revising as you go.
I know, and I need time to, I write, and then I have to think. And then I have to write, and then I have to think. And then I have to piece it together. And I can't just sit down and, I don't know, the story doesn't happen in my head that fast. And so I kind of felt like a failure when I did NaNoWriMo. And it's hard. I don't know if I can ever, it's terrifying to me to sit down and have to produce a story like that.
First drafts are hard for me.
And I look at you guys and I think, gosh, I would be so cool if I could just take the words and kind of wield them the way I want them to go. And cut them here and slash them there and interject them here and I'd be awesome. It just doesn't work that way for my head. And part of it, too, is because I'm so bad with my dyslexia and my grammar and things like that I've had to rely on the right side of my brain so much that the left side
is... But you've really developed that right side.
I guess, but my left side is broken.
Yeah, well, for me, you may have noticed I'm a little more analytical and
really
detail-oriented.
No, I'm not.
So thinking of the story as just little bits and pieces that I can put together as it pleases me makes more sense to me as a person. So I think I was going to ask everyone, what have you learned about yourself as a writer through revision? But I think we're all covering that right now. You know, we've learned what style of writer we are, how we work. And I think that, you know, people out there listening who have never tried a serious revision, just try it and you will learn as you go. It's a great experience because I think you do learn a lot about yourself as a writer just by diving in and going for it.
But you know what I wish? I wish I were the other kind of writer that I'm not because I wish I were the outlining type of writer because everybody says you need to be able to outline so you don't have to do so many rewrites. And I just, every time I sit down and try to do it, it just... That's when I get stuck. It's when I start writing that I'm not stuck, but then I have to go back and revise a lot. So I've tried different tactics.
But every time you revise, you're practicing writing, and practice is what makes you better at anything. And so you're getting more words out. So
and maybe because I practiced writing more than revisions, that's why you guys are have up on me for revisions. Because I've been too busy writing. Practicing that.
One last topic that I wanted to touch on is I know some people here in the group have done shorter pieces, articles, poetry, short stories. How does the revision process differ when you're writing short pieces?
It's a lot shorter. It doesn't take months and months.
Do you ever find yourself doing major revision on short pieces, or do you think that they come out better to begin with?
I start revising my short stories and they become novels. So
that's what's happened to my short stories. Yeah. They turned into novels.
I've found with my short pieces that I don't pay... You have to still pay attention somewhat to the big picture things. But short stories in particular, every word, every sentence matters more. So it's more about the word craft and weaving the words together, I think. And so I pay a lot more attention to little things when I'm working on short pieces, you know, little word choices, and does this specific word set the mood and set the tone and establish the setting?
You have to say a lot more in a lot less.
Same amount in a lot less space.
I can keep it short with poetry. My poetry is a lot easier than a short story. For some reason, short stories just don't stay short when I write them.
Well, sometimes people write short stories and they're not actually short stories. They're compressed novels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's what I do.
That's what Ocean was.
Kala was a short story.
And I've only written one short story and it stayed short.
No, I know Alice and Lily, you've both written articles for things too, haven't you? Like nonfiction articles. How did revision work for you on your articles? I know most publications have strict word counts and things. Did you have to work hard on getting that to fit just right?
Alice, take it away.
Yeah, usually I write them too long at first and just have to do a lot of cutting and condensing. It's just that condensing, less words, less words, less words, but saying everything you want to say.
So
I got really good at cutting and condensing and rearranging because it's a smaller format and it doesn't take as long. It's not as big of a
project.
Yeah, project.
Yeah.
And mine weren't so much informative as they were voice and fun. They were motorcycle magazine articles, so it wasn't anything real technical.
Yeah.
It kind of teaches you how to format things, you know, with an intro and a middle and an ending.
And I do think in short stories and things, sometimes it's voice that can really make the story. And it sounds like your articles were the same way. Sometimes you have to find just the right voice to make the story work. So that's something that would be a good exercise. Just write a story and focus on voice.
Mm-hmm. Poetry, writing poetry really helped me with word choice and description in my novels. Because I learned with poetry, you kind of learn how to say things in a different way that's not cliche and that's kind of metaphorical. So it really helped me with that in my novels.
Yeah, that's what I liked about poetry, too.
Yeah, so even people working on longer works, you know, just experiment a little with shorter forms once in a while. And I think you can learn different things on how to control your word choice and how to structure mood and voice just by experimenting. Not everything you write has to be specifically for publication. Sometimes it can just be an experiment to learn new techniques.
But every form of writing is so different. The rules and the format and everything, from picture books to poetry to music, song lyrics, or write song lyrics. And it's so different from one to the other that it's almost you have to relearn. You can't write a short story like you write a novel, and you can't write a picture book like you write a short story.
I looked at writing articles for magazines once, and it was so different, so fundamentally different from the way that I normally write, that it just scared me to death to think of trying to write like that.
When I write poetry, I'll just blurt it out. It just goes onto the page, and then I might change a word here and there, here or there, but it really pretty much stays the same as it was. And then if I go up to the short stories, the one short story that I have actually written, there were word choices and some sentences that needed to be rearranged, that type of thing. But when you get up to the novel level, there's a lot more of it, and you have to pay attention to detail a lot more.
What I found that was interesting, the three poems that I have published and the other two that are contest winners are not my favorite poems. In fact, they are some of my least favorite poems that I spent the least amount of time on that I didn't think would make it anywhere. And my favorites are still sitting in my drawer not being anywhere.
Okay, so we've covered the basics of revision in this episode.
Don't forget to enter our giveaway. We are giving away Scrivener, which is a fabulous writing program for the Mac. And all you have to do is leave a comment on our website, www.writingsnippets.com. Tune in
next week to Writing Snippets.
Dun, 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 dun.
No words were harmed in the making of this podcast. Go to www.writingsnippets.com for more podcasts.